I agree, certainly agree with that, that the Americans created a very good friend there. People obviously, and it was never the intention of America, and it was never actually the intention of the SDF, really, because I think pragmatism and common sense kicked in. It's never a good idea to try and break away from any state. You'll get no support anywhere in the world, whether it's in Britain or even in China or anywhere else. It's very difficult for countries to go independent. The Kurdish regional government in northern Iraq was a very logical step. It gave autonomy to the Kurds. It gave power to themselves. Got a huge amount of support, obviously, from the Kurds, who were very supportive of the American invasion. So you would think that the same thing is going to happen in northern Syria. And that's really the likely outcome, that the Kurds, along with all the Arabs and Manbij and all the rest of it, the Federation of Northern Syria and Rojava, are going to simply say, we're happy to remain part of a federated or a part of a greater Syria. It's really the particulars. And I think this is almost a given. This is going to happen, whether Assad likes it or not, or anyone else likes it or not, that the Northeast is not going to come voluntarily under the sway of Assad. And now they're negotiating over the particulars. Is there going to be a rotating presidency? Are other areas of Syria, the areas that have been liberated by Assad, are they going to become sort of federated? Are they going to get any autonomy? I think that's highly unlikely that he's going to make those sort of steps. He's going to give up. He's going to fight so hard to liberate Syrian territory from the FSA and other groups, only to grant them some autonomy in the future. It seems kind of not something Assad would naturally do, and it's certainly not something that the Russians would argue for. So, I think, as I said, I think what they're negotiating over is the particulars, and the Americans will be pushing quite hard for a timetable for Assad's removal, whereas Assad will want to cling to power for longer. And the Russians will certainly not want to go in that direction. So it's so difficult to predict in such an evolving landscape. In regards to your first question, which got us, you and I, talking, it's quite clear that Assad is saying quite clearly, trying to bolster his negotiating hand by simply saying, a military confrontation is not off the table. Like, at the end of the day, you and I will talk because I recognize you guys as Syrians and that you do have a stake in the future and that I do want to negotiate with you. But if negotiations come to a halt, or if there's any problems, or if you demand too much, the carrot will be gone and the stick will come.